I'd like to introduce the new head coach of your New York Giants, head coach Pat Shurmur.
All right, Coach.
Quite a place, huh?
Yeah, I mean, you know, this is a big time, right? New York City, the famed Beacon Theater, as a wonderful venue for Giants season ticket holders. Just talk about coming to this area and sort of settling in and starting to understand about the fabric of these great fans in this organization.
Well, you know, I knew coming to New York, all the years in Philadelphia, I always look forward to coming. I quickly got that out of my system, right? Let's be honest and real. But no, when we would come to New York to play, I always look forward to it because, you know, if you can win here, you can win anywhere. And it was really a challenge for us, and I always thought it was something extra special. So I told a funny story one time about how I was walking around a stadium before one of the games, and I ducked into a room, and I was sitting on a couch next to this older gentleman before the game. And we were watching the game, the 1 o'clock game, and so we were watching the game for a while, and then I got up to leave, and he patted me on the knee, and he said, "Good luck today, but not too much." And it was Wellington, and so which was my first Giants experience. So I think back to that.
You've been fortunate enough to be around a lot of great coaches. Who do you think has influenced you the most and have taught you the most about being a head coach?
Well, you know, early in my career, I was impressed by defensive coaches. Certainly my Uncle Fritz, who was a great defensive coordinator. My college coach, George Perlis, who won 4 Super Bowls with the Steelers. I most recently was with Mike Zimmer. Jim Johnson in Philadelphia took me under his wing. So I had a lot of guys on defense that impressed me as an offensive coach, how important it is to run the football. Not just for your offense, but for your team. How important it is to protect the passer, because on the other side, and that's something that's really, it's a team thing. So we got to do what we can to run the football and protect the passer. And I was impressed by defensive coaches to begin with, then Andy Reid and Mike Holmgren and all the offensive guys that I interacted with, and then the going fast, the tempo stuff with Chip Kelly. So there's a lot of guys that I've been impressed by, and we just try to take the best of all of it and make it what is now the New York Football Giants.
In your mind's eye, what do you want a New York Football Giant to look like?
Well, you know, where we train, you know, it's we need to be a tough, gritty football team. And sitting next to an offensive lineman that did the best of the best, we have got to block better. We have got to tackle better, and we have got to do what we can to run the football and protect the passer. And I think then all good things will happen. I think when the Giants were the best and when they won their championships, it was because they were really good up front. And so you saw by what we've tried to do with the offensive line and the additions to some of the defensive line positions, we're going to try to do what we can to get it started up front.
What do you want the Giants' identity to be in 2018?
Well, we want to be a tough, physical, gritty football team, and I think that's where it starts. Then all that fancy stuff, all those receivers and running backs that we have can do their thing. And so, you know, what we're trying to do is we have a roster of 90 guys now, and there's only a couple criteria. Number one, you need to love football, right? We want guys that are passionate about playing football. You got to understand what it means to be a good teammate, which means you got to understand what it is to appreciate a relationship and be coachable, and then you got to go out every day and give effort. And so we have a roster of those 90 guys, and then at some point here we're going to whittle it down to 53, and hopefully that's a very tough decision, because hopefully every guy that's wearing a blue helmet right now either makes our team or makes somebody else's, because they've competed at a very high level.
Let's take some questions from some of the Giant fans. We're going to go up to the mezzanine up on the right.
Hi. Jeff from Wayne, New Jersey.
All right, Jeff.
Let's go, Wayne. First off, Dave, did you get everything set situated with your earpiece? I saw it was falling.
We're all
out.
Set now. All right. Thank you.
Just making sure there.
This guy's going to get struck by lightning. He's all wired up over here.
It's all right. We'll get through it. But, Pat, you were given the team a little bit of shambles. You know, we had a rough last season. Now you're getting everything from Saquon, this great draft that we just had. We've done some changes in the offseason. We made some changes on our offensive line. How are we going to plan on executing this season with everything that we've done in the interim?
To your point, I think we've made some significant changes, and I think it was necessary. And I can see, by the way, that we're going through our training here in the spring that these guys are coming together. We just basically got to get the guys trained up, put a ball down, and let them go. And I think that's what we're trying to get done. And then we do have some really fine football players. We have a long way to go. We still got a training camp left. We still have our mandatory mini camp left, a couple more OTAs. I feel like we're on the right path. But this game, believe it or not, we are all the supporting cast. This game is about the players and the fans. And we're doing everything we can to get the players ready to roll.
Awesome. Great answer. And honored to be your first question of tonight. I'm really faithful for the season. Let's go, baby.
All right. Down here on the lower stage, right?
It's Scott, also from Wayne, New Jersey.
Scotty.
Hey, Coach, welcome to New York. Really excited to have you here. You know, you mentioned you're influenced by your uncle and defensive coaches, but when I hear you talk about that, you talk about running the football, protecting the passer. I've never heard you talk about your defensive philosophy, and are you going to be involved in that side of the ball at all, and what is your defensive philosophy?
Well, philosophically, let's just flip that around. I think what's important from a defensive perspective is control the run. You don't always totally stop it, but you need to control it so that the offense becomes one-dimensional, and then when they want to throw it, you got to pressure the quarterback. So it's being able to do the flip side of what we're trying to do on offense. And I feel really, I'm so thrilled. We hired James Betcher, who I've known. I hired him because all the years that I've been in the league as a coordinator and going against his defenses, it was a real bugger to try to score points. And sure. So really thrilled that he's here. We've hired a lot of great assistants on defense. I've watched them train. I am involved, but you know, I really do believe with our coaches, you hire them, you inspire them, and you help them to be the best they can be, and then let them coach. And if you've ever had an opportunity, anybody in the room, to watch us practice, and hopefully at some point during training camp you will, you'll see that I have a really, really, I got a great group of teachers. And so I trust their work.
Great.
All right. Hey, so Scott has kept his streak going. When Bill Parcells was the head coach of the Giants, when I first started, like, 88, 89, they kind of used to do this at a place called Manny's in Moonaki. And Scott has now asked a question for every head coach for the Giants going back
that
to Parcells.
True.
You got
that
Coach Shermer in
Thank
there.
Thank you, Bob.
Nicely done,
Thank
Scott.
You for the shout
What's
out.
Interesting, I'm loosely connected to Bill. Bill Parcells and my uncle were great friends, and then through the years I've had a chance to interact with Bill, and then most recently working for Mike Zimmer, who worked for Bill, I kind of got partial conversations of what he would say to Mike. And so I feel in some ways that I know Bill a little bit. And, I'm sort of proud of that.
Great.
So.
Good stuff, Scott.
Thank you.
And then when you go into the Legacy Club, presented by New York Presbyterian in the stadium, you can watch all those videos of Parcells yelling at Belichick. question here on the lower left.
Hi, I'm Kane, and I'm from New York City. And my question is, what are your expectations for OBJ this year?
OBJ. Well, we expect him to be one of the best receivers in the NFL. So I will say with OBJ, when I first got to town, he was one of the first calls I made. And we've developed a really professional relationship. We talk, even though, you know, he's been in and out this offseason, and most of this has been really voluntary. We've communicated throughout, and the one thing I know about OBJ, and I can say this with a fresh set of eyes, this young man loves to play football, and he's passionate about football, and he wants to be a New York Giant. And so at some point here, he'll be back, and we'll get him on the field and get him going.
Thank you.
Mezzanine up on the left.
Hi, I'm Andy. I'm not from Wayne, New Jersey. I'm from about 10 blocks from here. My question is, given the limited amount of contact you can have in training camp, and given the tendency to play starters so little in the preseason games, how do you get the team ready for what's going to hit them on opening day and the pace and intensity of the games?
Well, you mentioned two big challenges, certainly. You know, for coaches, if you want to run 10 plays, 20 is better. So repetitions are important. But what we have to do is, within the rules, get our players that are going to play as many reps as possible. Dave will tell you there's a lot of times when you got to train without your pads on, with the right posture and the right body language, and be a good teammate so that you get the guy across from you better, so that when you do put the pads on, you're ready to go. So I intend to play our players in the preseason. I think it's important. And, you know, there's a plan in place where we get the guys that are going to make our team a chance to get the work they need, and then also the guys that are fighting to make the team the reps they need to be a Giant. So there's a plan in place, and within the rules that are allowed, we're going to do, I think we're going to do a good job with that.
Let's go down to the right here.
Yeah, I'm Clayton from New Jersey. I want to know what you learned from your experience in Cleveland as a head coach that will help you today as a Giants head coach.
Well, everything Cleveland. I wish I knew then what I know now. You know, I think anytime you do something for the first time, and these are pretty big jobs to be a head coach in the NFL. Anything you do the first time, you know, you're sort of ready for it, but along the way, you know, there's obstacles and there's things when you sit back and reflect you wish you'd done better. But along the way, I will say this. I made a list of things that I needed to get done in the first 6 weeks, which I clicked them all off. And I also have a list of things I'll never do again. All right, so as we go along, you'll remind me of that, I'm sure, you know. But I think this time around, too, I feel much more comfortable with everything that this job requires. You know, it's interesting. We as coaches love to teach and coach, but a lot of my day is just answering questions and keeping the guys that work for the Giants going. And so I'm much more comfortable with that. The players. You know, this game is about the players. They can take a pretty crappy play call and make it look beautiful, right, if they believe in themselves. And so I spend much more time with the players, getting to know them more intimately. And so that's part of it. We'll see how it works.
Thank you very much. Good luck.
Final question for Coach Shermer. We'll go to the mezzanine to our right.
Hi, Greg from Poughkeepsie. So with the current CBA where you have to run around in underwear and not be able to hit anyone, with the new tackling rules, how are we going to go about teaching that so we don't look like a disaster in week one against Jacksonville?
Well, certainly the tackling for all teams really starts, you know, we'll train it in kind of drill setting, certainly. But then once we get into the preseason, we'll you know, the new tackling. I think what's the most important thing is you just can't tackle with your head or hit anybody in the head. And so, you know, we're aware of the rules. We're all for player safety. And we're really confident that with the new way that we're going to tackle, that they're going to do a good job. But we just got to try to get a lot of that done in those four preseason games.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Coach, one final message for the Giants fans before we let you go.
Well, I'm quickly becoming aware of the passion of the fan base. And what I said earlier is really true. And you're going to get a chance to meet our players. Our game is about the players, and it's about the fans. And so we're certainly appreciative of everything you do, and I assure you that we're doing everything behind the scenes to put a team on the field that you're going to be very proud of. So we're looking forward to getting things going against Jacksonville.
Ladies and gentlemen, the head coach of the New York Giants, Pat Shermer. Coach, thank you.